The best daily deal in Chicago, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Robotics is one of the fastest growing areas of the tech industry, and education could put young people in position for a very bright future. Let's talk about it with Scott Sargis, President and Chief Recruiting Officer of Strategic Search Corporation in Chicago, the website strategicsearch.com. Scott, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I have a second grader at home, and in her STEM classes, they touch on robotics. They make very basic robots, and then there are some community college courses in Chicago where they actually have robotics competitions. And from your perspective, is that a great way to ignite interest in the field as a whole?
It is. And if I could, Rob, I'd like to answer it as a two-part question. From a macro standpoint, we need more and better STEM education programs, not only for children, but also their parents. And as proof of this, Rob, there was a recent study of 4,000 kids and parents that found that children with parents who understood the basic concepts of engineering were twice as likely to pursue an engineering career. And that's from Engineering Brand Monitor. I'd be happy to share that with your listeners. The second part of this, from a micro standpoint, Analytics Insight, which is one of the top worldwide AI and robotics publications, recently reported that 10 robotic project ideas can help facilitate kids' robotics education. A couple of note are a project to do a surveillance robot or a Wi-Fi controlled robot or even a firefighting robot. So those would be a couple of ideas.
Now, how do you, from a STEM education standpoint, though, help kids bridge the gap, the imagination gap, between what they think a robot is, like R2-D2 or C-3PO, versus what robots actually are, and that there's a whole world of possibilities just outside of autonomous people that you see on the movie screen?
That's a great question. And in fact, I'll give you an example of what one 9-year-old girl, Lucia Grisanti of Toms River, New Jersey, who won the NASA robotics contest by designing a robot that can dig and move lunar soil, did to get to that point. She had worked with a number of interesting kits. There's a Raspberry Pi robot computer, and we need more contests like that to kind of spark the imagination of kids. So I think more and better types of contests and more and better teachers will help mint more and better robotics engineers and scientists of the future.
Scott Sargis, President and Chief Recruiting Officer of Strategic Search Corporation based in Chicago. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. The website is strategicsearch.com.